allegations of age discrimination when it comes to trying to hire cars in Ireland. Is there a problem when tourists who are aged 75 and over try to hire a car here? Because they want to holiday in Ireland, they want to get around the country by car. Let's have a listen to Jan Street Porter. She is a British broadcaster and journalist, and she was telling UK TV audience of ageism, as she views it, of her experience in the Irish car rental market.
You know, at least several times, at least three or four times. And it's never been an issue, the fact that I am over 70. In fact, I'm over 70. I love driving. I was going to Ireland last Tuesday to see a friend in Cork. I booked a rental car. And over the last year, I've booked rental cars in Italy, Spain. You know, at least several times, at least three or four times. And it's never been an issue, the fact that I am over 70. In fact, I'm over 76 because I'm 77. And at Cork Airport, I know, I love that noise you all make. Is it because I'm still breathing? Or I look unbelievably perfect for my age. Anyway, I got to the car rental counter. I'd filled in the form and it all gone through. I booked it in advance. I was just about to take the keys and the guy went, "Oh, one thing, have you got the doctor's letter?" And I went, "What doctor's letter?" "Anyway, we are over 76 in Ireland. If you're over 76, you need a letter from your doctor written in the last 4 to 6 weeks that says you are fit to drive. And you need a letter from your insurance company saying, and that has also got to be recently dated, saying that in the last 5 years, you've had no accidents." Well, I said, "I have rented in these..."
Oh, I bet that didn't go down well, did you?
It went down like a cup of cold sick. I was absolutely irate, but nothing I could say or do would shift this guy. So I went to my friend's house, buy a taxi, which cost me a fortune, and I borrowed his car, which I was insured to drive.
So you can drive someone's private car.
You can drive a car, but you can't hire a car. And it's even worse if you're over 80 and you go to Ireland, you can't hire a car at all. Now, to me, that's age discrimination, pure and simple. And I was furious. So I can drive in Italy, I can drive in France, I can drive in Spain, but I can't drive in Ireland.
But some people want people to be banned, don't they, over 70? Actually banned from driving.
Well, I mean, that's ludicrous, because cars are so important to older people.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but I mean, there is no upper limit in the UK in terms of when you want to hire a car, but there have been calls for the over 70s to regularly retake their test to make sure that they are still okay to drive. They have to sort of pass a medical every time they renew their licence after a certain age.
I think it's to test their reaction,
pass the medical until you reach a certain age. Yeah. But what I feel is that older people are not responsible for the most accidents. They're not responsible for the most deaths. That's younger people. And I think you've got to be careful about discriminating against older people in driving, because cars are so important to older people.
And that was Janet Street Porter talking on Loose Women, feeling that there is a discrimination when it comes to older drivers, based on her experience when she tried to hire a car in Cork Airport to go around the country and enjoy the many beauty spots in this lovely Isle of ours. And she was not happy about the doctor's, the requirement that they would have to have a doctor's medical report. Now, we have a statement here from the Car Rental Council of Ireland, and this is what they have to say. And this comes in from the chief executive of the Car Rental Council of Ireland. It says, "The members of the Car Rental Council of Ireland, who are all the main car rental companies in Ireland, do not apply an upper age limit to their customers. We are aware of some international brokers and third-party websites selling car rental that refuse over 75s, but car rental companies have no control over these sites or their policies. While the exact requirements will vary and some companies do not apply any additional requirements at all, some car rental companies may require additional information from older drivers intending to rent a car. When this happens, it's at the insistence of their insurers and is consistent with the approach of the state, which insists that a medical report form is required when applying for a driving license or learner permit where the driver is age 75 years and over. And the email from the Car Rental Council of Ireland refers us to the National Driver License Service website for that piece of information, that a medical report form is required if you're over 75 and you're applying for a driving license or learner permit. So if you are 75 or over and wish to rent a car in Ireland, rent directly from a car rental company and always check the terms and conditions. And that's the statement we got from the CEO of the Car Rental Council of Ireland, Peter Boland. To respond to this and the comments made by Janet Street Porter, who feels there is ageism going on, we are delighted to say we are joined by Fianna Fáil councillor for the Clonmany Municipal District, Niall Kelleher. Good morning to you, Niall, and thank you so much for joining us on the Kerry Today Show.
Good morning, Tressa.
Niall, what's your response? First of all, to Janet Street Porter's experience, is she entitled to feel that she's been discriminated or that she's being unfairly treated simply because of her chronological age?
Well, I think, I suppose, Tressa, it's important to outline that experience obviously was a very unpleasant experience. Having had made plans to hire a car and at that very last minute be told that she's not able to because she doesn't have the documentation. On the flip side, it's important to know the terms and conditions, and I'd say that to anybody who's travelling in relation to it, because the experiences you have with a lot of these white labelled situations in relation to rental companies online, etc., you may put up your driving licence, you may do all the documentation and have all of it uploaded, but it may still physically be required because it may be a different party processing and actually hiring the car at the end location. So it is important, and I suppose I do feel for her in relation to the position that she has said, and it very, very much it is important that balances and checks are put in place. But I never knew that this was a situation to the in relation to car rentals. I would have been of the belief that if you had your license and your license was issued by a competent authority, that you would be able to rent a car.
So, do you think she has legitimate grievances, or do you think the fact, as you said, it was upsetting for her, but she should have checked possibly the terms and conditions?
Yeah, but look, a lot of it comes back here to the car hire company, because if they know they're going to require this documentation, it's important that they contact the customer and they make that quite aware to the customer as well, and that it's not hidden in small print. So, being very frank with you, it's a bit of both. I can fully appreciate the issue, and like you, very, very competent drivers driving into their 90s, so I don't see any issue in relation to it, but it is important that the balance and checks are there also. It is disappointing, and yes, it can be ageist, there's no issue in relation to that, but like, you know, I would like to see implemented what's implemented in relation to our own Irish driving licence system, which I think is pretty fair here.
And what would that be?
Well, as you've outlined in relation to your medical reports when you're over the age of 75, etc. Being clear about it here, this is a very, very unpleasant experience to have to come in and be told at the very last minute you're not getting it. You know you'd need your driving license. It's very much the car companies need to be responsible, the likes of this. Pick up the phone, talk to the customer and say, I'm going to need this information when you arrive, if it's a special information that's not normally required. And that's important to be dealt with. And we've seen this in experience as well. And I've heard of poor experiences by people coming in who don't have any age-related issues in car rentals. So there's quite a lot of work to be done in that regard.
So
the customer's experience on the other side, Tressa.
So you're saying that in Clarny, you've heard either through tourists themselves?
I wouldn't say Killarney. I would say general areas. People come into airports into the country and elsewhere as well in other countries. You've often heard of stories where people had car rentals and it didn't go through because they mightn't have had the right paperwork. So it's important that experience is it's a very important part of somebody's holiday. So I would say on the car companies and on the people, it's important to be prepared for what you need.
So you're saying that it just needs to be, and possibly they are already doing it, most of them, that car rental companies need to be upfront and very clear and direct to older drivers that if they're looking to drive in this country for a holiday and they're coming into this country to drive, that they need to make sure that they have a medical report form filled by a doctor.
Yeah, and look, I personally don't believe that would be something that should be required by the companies, but as you've stated already, there are some companies that do require that. So it is important that people are aware of that and the companies make people aware of it if that is in their terms and conditions, because it's obviously something they're doing from an insurance perspective to probably reduce their risk, etc., and a decision made by the company. But it's important that it's clear and transparent to the insurance user and the end customers.
Janet Street Porter also said that she needed a letter from her insurance company saying that in the last 5 years that you've had no accidents.
I find that a strange request, being very frank about it. If your doctor has given you competency, I find it very, very strange request to have both of those requirements.
And she also said that in other European countries where she's been to, when she's rented cars in places like Italy and France and Spain, she didn't have the same strict requirements.
Yeah, look, they probably have a higher age limit and maybe that is most appropriate for here as well. So I'm very much, as I say, the customer experience in relation to this has a lot to be desired based on the information that you read or that you played earlier on in the interview here.
And I'll finally, just in general terms, we've been talking about ageism, and we put it out using Janet Street Porter's story as a starting point, who she believes, in her opinion, that she was a victim of ageism. When it comes to treating older people or our views on older people, especially visitors who are older, and let's face it, a lot of visitors who come to Kerry would be older. After all, if you're over 55, you're probably in a position to be able to holiday more. Do you think Kerry is suitably age friendly for visitors?
Oh God, I would say very much so. And Killarney, especially all of Kerry, would be very, very friendly for people who are retirees and coming to visit or coming here to live. I would very much so. But you're hitting on a very important topic in relation to ageism, and this is something that came back to me very much in the campaign trail. Also, Placid, that, you know, even government services and many other companies and organisations, how obviously they have modernised, but that while they're modernising, they're really forgetting older people and how they do their business with these companies. So you've hit on a very, very important topic there, which there's quite a lot to be discussed in relation to it going forward.
So, and we won't linger on because we're unfortunately out of time and maybe return to another today, but we've already talked about issues about moving services online and would be an example, or indeed, again, a lot of people have raised the issue of GA Go.
Yeah, absolutely. No issue with moving things online. We have to advance in technology, but you cannot have a situation where you don't allow people who don't have those facilities, who would prefer to fill up a paper form, and be able to submit it to the organisation. So you cannot have a situation where you eliminate or disenfranchise one group of people, and that is something that is happening, and it is leaving people very upset in relation to their dealings with with government services and others in that regard. So that is something we have to be very cognizant in the day of modernising services that we're dealing with.
Well, we'll leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. I have been speaking to Councillor Niall Kelleher, Killarney Municipal District Councillor for Fianna Fáil, giving his reaction to the loose women star of the TV programme and broadcaster and journalist Janet Street Porter.